This is where we begin a new day on BBC Radio 4. It's 5:20 on Sunday, the 29th of December. Good morning from me, Alan Smith, and our studio manager, Peter Wise. Elizabeth Rizzini will have the shipping bulletin in a minute, and then it's the news along with the weather, papers and sport in news briefing. That's at 5:30. Bells on Sunday comes from Tennessee just before 5:45, and straight after that, this year's Strictly Come Dancing winner Chris McCausland will be one of the guests on In Touch. But first, this week Radio 4 joins the medical front line for a special documentary featuring real-life emergency events.
You've got a 38-year-old man, RTC, query chest injury.
A day in the life of an air ambulance crew.
Visible from the air now. Looks like a big scene.
I'm Dr. Kevin Fong, and I've worked and flown as part of this team for the past decade.
There's an access in through the hedge, yeah? 5-minute timeout, please.
In a special programme, I'll show you how they work, how they do what they do.
We've got anterior chest wall pain, and we've also got posterior chest wall pain.
And look at the decisions they make under pressure and in the moment.
Call in a codron, give blood on the way.
Don't, just go.
Air Ambulance on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds on New Year's Eve night at 8.
And now here's Elizabeth.
Good morning, and now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Sunday, the 29th of December. There are warnings of gales in Viking, north at Zira, south at Zira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Dogger, Fisher, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides and Bailey. The general synopsis at midnight. New high, 1,033 expected northwest France by 0 hours on Monday. Atlantic low, 1,006 expected northwest Rockall, 1,004 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Zira, south at Zira. Westerly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later, veering northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Squally showers or rain, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth. Southwesterly becoming cyclonic later, 6 to gale 8, decreasing occasionally 4 in Cromarty and North Forties. Showers or rain, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Westerly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Dogger and Fisher, veering northwesterly 2 to 4 later in North Fisher. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Humber, Thames. West 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, occasionally 7 later, mainly fair, moderate or good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy. Variable 2 to 4, occasionally northeasterly 5 at first in West Fitzroy, showers, moderate or good. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet. Variable 2 to 4, becoming mainly southwesterly 4 to 6 later, fair, moderate or good. Irish Sea, southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, fair, good. Shannon, westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first, occasionally gale 8 later in northwest, showers, moderate or good. South Rockall, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. North Rockall, westerly 5 to 7, veering northerly 2 to 4, then cyclonic 6 to gale 8 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Malin, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, southwesterly becoming cyclonic, then northeasterly later 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 for a time in Hebrides and South Bailey. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroe, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 5 to 7, becoming mainly northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west, southwest, 6, rain, 4 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest, 4, recent rain, 27 miles, 1012, falling slowly. Lerwick, west, 6, recent rain, 13 miles, 1006, rising slowly. Lucas, southwest by west, 5, 27 miles, 1,018 falling more slowly. Bridlington, south 1, 1,024 now rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. Northwest by west 3, 11 miles, 1,028. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1,029. Jersey, south-southwest, 2, missed, 2 miles, 1,030, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by north 3, more than 27 miles, 1,030. Scilly Automatic, north by west 2, 16 miles, 1,031, now rising. Valentia, southwest 2, 12 miles, 1,031, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest by west 4, 16 miles, 1,026, falling more slowly. Malin Head, southwest 6, missed 4 miles, 1,022, now rising. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Sunday the 29th of December. General situation. A relatively light flow will be maintained in the south as high pressure covers southern areas of the United Kingdom. Stronger winds and rain or showers are expected in the north, with gales developing in some places as low pressure encroaches from the Atlantic. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north, veering northerly 2 to 4 later, then easterly 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwesterly 5 to 7, veering northerly 2 to 4 later in north, then east 4 to 6 later in north. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor in north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6, mainly fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Westerly 2 to 4, backing southwesterly 3 to 5, mainly fair, moderate or good. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Northwesterly becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly later, mainly fair, moderate or good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable mainly west 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming westerly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in north. Occasional drizzle at first, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwesterly 2 or 3, increasing 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in north. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in north, mainly fair, moderate or good. Isle of Man. West or southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Mainly fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in northwest. Occasional drizzle in northwest, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, mainly fair, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Showers, occasional rain in north. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Westerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in south, veering northerly or northwesterly 2 to 4 later, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later, occasionally gale 8 later in south. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles. west, veering northwest later, 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 later, squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in just a few minutes.
Thank you, Elizabeth. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Sunday, the 29th of December. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. An airliner has crashed while landing at an airport in South Korea, with many deaths reported. The Foreign Office has called for an independent investigation into the fatal crash of an Azerbaijani plane on Christmas Day, amid reports that Russia was involved. And in sport, the pre-tournament favourite Luke Littler has progressed in the World Darts Championship. A plane carrying more than 180 passengers and crew has crashed in South Korea and burst into flames. Latest reports say almost 90 people have been killed, but that is expected to rise. The Boeing 737, which was operated by Jeju Airlines, a South Korean low-cost carrier, was making an emergency landing at Muan Airport. It's thought the plane may have hit birds and suffered problems with its landing gear. Our Southeast Asia correspondent Jonathan Head is in Bangkok, from where the flight took off.
We've seen one video which appears to show Flight 2216 trying to land, running along the runway, without its nose wheel deployed and with a lot of smoke coming from the rear wheels, which would suggest perhaps it was braking hard and then going off the end of the runway and slamming into either a fence or a wall. It's not clear. I think it's a fence, and then bursting immediately into flames.
The Foreign Office is demanding an independent investigation into the fatal crash of an Azerbaijani passenger plane on Christmas Day. 38 people died when the jet went down in Kazakhstan. Yesterday, Vladimir Putin apologised to Azerbaijan's leader, Ilham Aliyev, who has called for those responsible to be held accountable. But Mr. Putin stopped short of accepting that his country's air defences were to blame. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is to undergo surgery today to remove his prostate. His office said the 75-year-old had suffered a urinary tract infection as a result of what it described as benign prostate enlargement. The new president of Georgia, Mikhail Kavelashvili, is being sworn in later today against a background of protests against his governing Georgian Dream Party. There have been nightly demonstrations against what the opposition sees as the increasingly authoritarian and anti-EU government. Last night, thousands of people formed a human chain in the capital, Tbilisi.
All the different generation, people from like all from different background and profession, everybody's together, united, everybody in the streets.
I'm out in the street together with my whole family, trying somehow to tear this small country out of the claws of the Russian Empire. This country has struggled for 30 years to achieve a small progress and join those countries where law prevails and justice is just.
Donald Trump has sided with Elon Musk over a work visa that's divided the Republican Party. Mr. Musk says the U.S.